Go bananas at the Port of Hueneme Banana Festival on Saturday, September 30th. Have a bunch of fun getting a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the port during free water and land tours. Kids can enjoy bounce houses, bungees, games, and free banana crafts. Rock out to tunes from local bands that will get you grooving on the dance floor. The Banana Festival food court is appealing, with delicious treats like banana sundaes, frozen chocolate-covered bananas, banana fritters, and other great treats. Enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including empanadas, gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, and sushi burritos from local Ventura County restaurants. Each food vendor will offer at least one unique culinary banana dish. This event is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Port of Hueneme and free to the public. For more information, visit bananaportfest.com. That's bananaportfest.com. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services, a kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, so we hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim, and I've got John Blystone in the studio again with me. How you doing, John?
Wonderful. Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Tom, how are you?
Everything's great over here, Kim.
Okay, I see you have long sleeves on. It's like getting to be that a little bit cooler.
It's wintry for us here in SoCal.
I did it, but then, of course, I've got my hot flashes, so I was like, okay, I'll in off, you know. So anyways, well, I'm so glad that you are all here tuning in. I've got a chance to talk to a lot of my listeners out there, and I love when people win, and we've got people going to Incognito. We've got a lot of people went to the chili cook-off. That was a really good time. Really hot out there, but and now here we are, cool again. Who knows what's going on with our world? But anyways, I just want to start off with my heart goes out to the people that are still without any power out in Florida. I've got friends and people out there, and of course Houston is still trying to put themselves back together. But every day is a gift, and again, it's all about. In fact, John, what do you say? It's about.
Your day will go the way the corners of your mouth turn.
I love it. And that's really what it's all about. That's how I try to really start every day, with just a really great gratitude list, looking forward to, a clean slate. And, we got to like work our life. We have to work our lives. And so I always like to start with something uplifting, and live life to the fullest and focus on the positive. And that's really what this show is all about. So I do want to talk about some of our great giveaways. But before that, I want to talk about some of our great guests. And we've got Tim Mullins in the studio with us. Welcome. And thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Great. And we're going to find out a little bit about Toastmasters. And, of course, there's a lot of things that John's been telling me about it, and I need to get over there. And you know what? I mean, it's just really, when you're able to kind of tell your story in front of a whole crowd or even in front of one person, you can make a difference. And that's really what my show's all about. So I love what you guys are doing. And I've seen some amazing people come from there. So I'm excited to share that. Also, one of my near and dear events and foundations is Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And I've got Paulina and Bill Harris. And we're going to be talking, and Carrie Bernstein, talking about that. And so we've got a couple dates that I would love you to mark your calendars. That's October 7th, and that is Thousand Oaks. And then for Ventura is October 14th, the week right after. All you have to do is walk. And their whole, you know, motto is no one walks alone. And so many people are going through this. So join us, help us, save lives. That's what this is all about. We are in our first hour of our show. And, of course, we're here all the way till 8 o'clock. So I hope that you stay with us. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Kim, we have some fantastic giveaways, starting off with the Rubicon Theater and their presentation, West Coast premiere of Incognito. And that runs this weekend all the way through. It's got a nice long run to October 1st. Sunday is Boots and Brews. Boots and Brews is the best way to end the weekend. Bring your chairs and blankets and kick up your boots at this family-friendly country music concert. And it is happening coming up here, and that will be scheduled for Sunday, September 17th. So we're doing that tomorrow. We are doing some California kettle corn, a nice array right here
Thank
in
you.
Front of us.
I got
it's beautiful.
A whole other batch now. It's all good.
It's all good. It's all fresh, and we have it here. Kim will set you up with a bag of that if you're a lucky winner. Los Angeles Zoo, always fun to go there, the great family day that you have, and Harvest Festival. I poo-pooed this, I'll be straight up. About 10 or 15 years ago,
I
thought,
said that, yeah.
Oh, who are these people with their baskets? I will tell you, folks, you must go. These people are craftsmen and craftswomen at the highest level possible. It is happening October 6th, 7th, and 8th. No poo-poo from me. It is a spectacular event at the Ventura County Fairgrounds.
There you go. And we've got some comedy, too. And, of course, Jason Love. We've got lots of stuff around the town. If you keep seeing that name, Jason Love, it's because he's doing comedy. We've got the Hillcrest Center, Ventura Harbor, Calabasas, High Street, Moore Park, and Levity Live. Lots of comedy. And, of course, you know, that's the best thing that you could do to add to your personality, your life, and it's the best medicine. So let's just start off with some tickets, and of course, let's start off with Boots, Brews, and Country Music Festival. We've got tickets for that. Call in. That phone number again is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to get all of you there. And again, all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and in your email. And also, we've got a newsletter that goes out every single week with all of our guests in it, all of our events in it, and just tell them that you want to be a part of that. With that, I also want to just mention Ventura Chamber's got the Jungle Safari coming up. And if you have a local business or a restaurant, you need to get over there or be a part of it. And that's the Four Point Sheraton. And it's a free event, so I'd love to see everyone out there. That's September 21st, 4:30 to 7:30. Also, this weekend, this is a serious thing, and I can't tell you how many people are going through this, even if they don't, if it's something they don't talk about. But Ventura County Out of the Darkness Walk. When you walk in, Out of the Darkness Walks, you join the effort with hundreds of thousands of people to raise awareness and funds that allow American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And I am going to be out there. I would love to see who will be out there to walk with me. Please, if you're out there, definitely stop me, say hello, tell me that you know, your opinion and all of that really counts. So again, I hope that I see you all out there. One last thing, Ventura Chamber's got the Taste coming up, and that is October 15th, 9 to 4, and I'd love to see everybody out there. So again, if you want more information about that, Go to www.thousandoaksrotary.org. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, I just went two different things. Ventura Chamber. That's a taste. That's October 9th. And then we've got the 26th annual Thousand Oaks Street Fair, and that's October 15th. So we've got that. If you have a business, I'm telling you, you're going to get so much exposure out there. You want to go and check that out. It's right on Moore Park Road, 9 to 4. It's a great day. And again, you can go to thousandoaksrotary.org. It's a free admission, and they've got a kids zone. They've got everything out there. So definitely join us out there. And if you have a business, get your business out there. All right. Well, I want to say our phone number here again is 805-419-0008. Please call in. We'd love to hear your opinions about anything, your thoughts. If you've got something burning desire that you need to know, or you need a reference, or you need some kind of help, I'd love to be that person to help you. And again, I'm so glad that you're here, tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let's start off with our first guest, Tim Mullins. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and Toastmasters. You've been 15 years doing this?
I have been. Wow. I joined Toastmasters in 2002 because I saw a flyer from my supervisor, who was not a Toastmaster, about how that if you joined Toastmasters, you could learn how to listen better. And that piqued my interest. How would they teach how to listen better? And I attended a couple of meetings for free. As a guest, you can go for free, and decided this is for me. And then once I joined, I found so much more.
What did you do before you joined, and what did you do before your business? Because now are you working this?
I am okay, working the Toastmaster program, yes. What did I do before?
Yeah, what kind of work?
I worked for the government for 42 years. I am now happily retired.
Okay, congratulations. Okay.
Thank you. And when I joined Toastmasters, I had been plateaued in my career for about 17 years. I joined Toastmasters, and within a couple of years, I got a promotion. And 3 years later, I got a second promotion. And I owe a lot of that to Toastmasters.
Wow, that's amazing. What do you think that... What changed? What do you think it was?
It was my confidence that I got from the fact that I could present myself better, and also the leadership skills that I learned when I was in Toastmasters. Toastmasters is a safe environment to learn how to lead a club meeting and different things like that, to where you can...
Confidently, right? Have the confidence to stand up and know that you're in charge, and that at the same time you're going to be able to speak, intelligently for people to understand. Correct?
Yes. Okay. And the great thing about it is nobody dies.
It's a safe place. It is. Yeah. It's truly a safe place.
Yeah, John, you said so much about it, and it's helped you too, right?
Yeah, I think it's interesting with Toastmasters, all the different reasons that people will come in, and a lot of time they're coming in because they're curious, but some are afraid to speak in front of others. That wasn't my issue. I wanted to learn some techniques and some discipline as far as presenting. We have the lady, I don't know if you were going to mention her, Georgette, who wrote a book, and she was terrified that she was going to have to stand up in front of people and talk about her book. Now it's amazing. Like he was talking, it's a transformation that just blows your mind, because she came in, oh, I'm afraid. Now she's so confident. And the funny thing I always remember is that public speaking is the number one fear among people.
That is what they say.
Death is too.
Yeah. How?
And
wow,
they said, so people would rather be in the casket than doing the eulogy. So when you think about that, it's for some people, it's absolutely terrifying.
That's crazy.
And I've seen some transformations for sure.
Wow. So how many Toastmasters are there? And kind of just to get an idea of, you know, the different areas and all that.
There are almost 16,000 clubs worldwide in 142 countries. And it all started over 90 years ago in Anaheim with the first club, and has grown from there. In our local area here, there are approximately 50 clubs, here in Ventura County.
50 clubs?
50 clubs. Wow. So there is That's a club amazing. Near you that will meet your needs.
So when you say meet our needs, and I just want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Tim Mullins, and we've got John Blystone and, of course, Tom Spence here, and I'm Kim. And we're talking about Toastmasters. We're talking about District 33, okay? So what does that mean, District 33? Are you all of Ventura, or what does that mean?
The levels are clubs, areas, divisions, districts, regions, and the world. So District 33 encompasses Central California and Southern Nevada. That's Ventura County, San Luis Obispo County, Santa Barbara County, Central Valley from Modesto down to Palmdale, Lancaster, and over into Southern Nevada, the Las Vegas, Henderson area. And there are 240 clubs in that region, in that area.
So do they meet once a week?
Oftentimes, most clubs do meet once a week. Some clubs choose to meet twice a month, and then some very specialized clubs for Toastmasters that want additional experience, they'll join an advanced club, and they might only meet once a month.
So do you feel like it should be something, if somebody needs to work on something, that it would be once a week that they need that? So, because once
Absolutely.
A month is not enough?
Absolutely. Once a week is my ticket, at least,
okay.
because
okay.
when you're building on what you're learning, the longer you wait between learning experiences, the more you lose. And so if you're meeting once a week, then you learn and you grow. You learn and you grow. You learn and you grow. Then, but if you're only meeting twice a month, if you miss a meeting,
then you're done. You got to start
yeah.
all over again, right? Yeah,
Almost.
Exactly. I get it. So I know you mentioned a couple reasons why people, I mean, really, it just seems so black and white. If you want to really improve any of your skills, talking, motivational, I mean, it kind of offers all of that, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And another reason why some people join is for the leadership aspect. The tagline for Toastmasters International is "Where leaders are made." And nobody was born a leader. We are all made leaders. And Toastmasters helps people to become the leaders of their community, of their business, of their organization that they want to and need to be.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's true.
So what goes on in a TM meeting, a Toastmasters meeting?
There are three parts of most Toastmasters meetings, all Toastmasters meetings, let's put it that way. And they are the prepared speeches. So a couple of members of the club prepare speeches ahead of time, and they go and they give their prepared speech. And then there's the most terrifying part of the meeting, which some people think anyhow. which
is standing up there going to talk yourself, right? Is that
well, that...
Oh, that's not even it yet?
That's
oh,
not
God.
It yet.
Okay,
The next part is the table topics, which is impromptu speaking.
Oh, boy.
And
yeah.
so what you're asked is you're asked to get up and speak about a topic you might know nothing about for 1 to 2 minutes. And some people find that very terrifying. But that's another reason why some people join Toastmasters to learn that impromptu
conversation
speaking skills.
Tom, you and I could, I mean, you've been doing this way longer than I have, but I have to tell you, 10 years, I could talk to the door, okay? And it's mm-hmm. funny how you just, I remember my mom had the most incredible conversations because she worked for the studios. She just was a worldly person. And I would be like, what is she talking about? You know what I mean? And now when people ask me a question, I could be like, okay, so, and I just, you know, we've learned that. I mean, you can't have any dead air on the radio, correct?
Yeah, I didn't start speaking until I was 19.
See?
And I spent a lot of time catching up, but I didn't know the techniques. And the great thing about Toastmasters is just get into it and do it, because I was forced to take a speech class when I went into college. And I was terrified, but that was my breakthrough. And if you don't get in front of people and learn techniques from people who have done it, and like you say, no one dies, it's brilliant. It'll help your kids. It'll help the high schoolers, college kids, and You know, anybody, if you go through all of business just to have a nice time at the market, speaking with people, it's Toastmasters
so
and
true.
Things like this there are essential.
Well, I think that the table topics with the impromptu, I liken it to when you were in school and the teacher, you're like, please don't call on me, please don't call on me. And they called on you and you had to, oh, and there is that. And then, but I've heard some wonderful words from people.
Well,
get called on.
And it's kind of interesting because I think of when they say how many people call into your show, right? And I said, here's what it I think of it as people in an audience, okay, and they're all like going, oh, I kind of want to ask that question, but I want to be the one that calls. And then all of a sudden, one hand goes up and they all go up.
Yep.
And that's really the same kind of thing. You know, we're going to take a really quick break. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give away a pair of tickets to Rubicon Theater. And of course, they're playing right now Incognito. This is playing September 13th all the way through October 1st. And they've got great stuff there. If you don't win tickets, you can always go to their website, RubiconTheater.org. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we are so glad that you are starting your day. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock, and of course we are talking with Tim Mullins right now. We're talking about Distinguished Toastmasters, and of course Tim's been doing this for 15 years, changed his life, changed his career, and we're just talking about it. I know that there's a cost to be a member. What is the cost and how does that work?
The cost to be a member is a $20 initial membership.
Mm-hmm.
New member fee.
Okay.
And that pays for the books that
okay.
you get.
Okay.
And then an ongoing fee that's collected every 6 months of approximately $7.50 a month. So less than $100 a year.
Really?
You can enjoy the benefits of Toastmasters.
Wow, very reasonable and so worth it.
Money
so,
well spent.
Yeah, very well. Okay,
people spend more at Starbucks than that.
I'm telling you, yeah, I love that. Okay, so you had mentioned there was something really important that you wanted to share also. What is that?
The third portion of the meeting is what I consider what puts Toastmasters head and shoulders above any other leadership and communication organization, and that is the immediate evaluation feedback that people get for their speeches. As I mentioned, people give their prepared speeches, and then somebody else in the club is sitting there listening to the speech, and they're writing down notes, and then they get up and they give positive and constructive feedback to that person to let them know what they did well and perhaps what they might be able to improve on. And of course, we all try to use the golden rule.
Being positive, right? What is the golden rule there?
Oh, the golden rule is evaluate me the way you want to be evaluated.
I love it. Like do unto others as you do unto yourself kind of thing, right?
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, I like that. So that kind of made me have a little anxiety right there, okay, to be honest with you. Okay, so let's just kind of do a role play here. If I was getting up to, I guess first you said it's table talk, right? And you have to come up with something. That's not when you get evaluated, is that? Okay.
That portion, no. Just the prepared speeches.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Kim Pagano's show, being a radio host. I have to stand up. I need to kind of talk about it. Do I have time to prepare with it?
Absolutely. No. You'll be warned perhaps as much as 2 weeks ahead of time or even more that it's your turn to speak on such and such a date. And it rotates. So different people speak every week. Different people are the Toastmasters. So there's a number of different roles that help in the leadership. But these all get rotated.
Okay. But if that was a table topics question, let's just pretend that that's what would happen. We get up, whoever's leading that portion of the meeting would say, okay, pretend you're a radio host. Come up and tell us about the first 2 minutes of your show. Boom. So now people who have never been on the radio, you think about that. They have to get up there and create something in 1 to 2 minutes to fulfill the answer to that question.
It's hard for us even at times. No.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it's all good. No.
You know.
But yeah, okay. So it's very impromptu.
That's the table topics portion. And you'll have 6 or 7 of those. And so people sometimes want to have a role in the meeting, because if you have a role in the meeting, you're kind of
safe,
exempt from that.
You're safe.
And there are
I like that.
I have seen people. There are people that's like, all right, you call on me this time. When I'm in charge of this,
yeah.
You're
paybacks
going down.
Paybacks are a pain,
oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah,
absolutely.
I get it. Okay, good. Okay, very cool. But it sounds like you guys have a great time there. You make a lot of amazing connections and friends. And it's a support team. It's like lifting each other up to be greater than you were before.
The mission of the Toastmaster Club is to be a positive and supportive learning experience in which members can develop communication and leadership skills, resulting in greater self-confidence and personal growth.
I love it.
So we recite that every week to remind ourselves why we're there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and for people that want to get involved, because I bet you everybody's really excited out there right now. First of all, it's not expensive in any way whatsoever. This is, like you said, John, money well spent.
Mm-hmm.
You're investing in yourself, and I think that's so important. How can somebody find the clubs near them?
If they go on the web and go to www.toastmasters.org. When they get to that homepage of toastmasters.org, there's a Find a Club button.
Mm-hmm.
If they click on Find a Club and then put in their zip code, they will be given a list of clubs in their immediate area.
Okay.
Very
cool.
Simple.
Very cool. Yeah, I love it. All right. I'm going to get over there. I'm going to go and find one, and, I guess you could kind of try them on, right? See where you fit
Absolutely.
In or what feels good to you.
Being a guest is free.
Okay.
And, yes, I advise somebody, go try 3 or 4 or 5 clubs. Check them out. See which one feels right to you.
Okay.
that it's just the way to do.
That's the way you do life, and that's very cool. All right, well, I thank you so much, Tim, for coming in and sharing this. It's really interesting. I know it's definitely one of John's passions, and he's been telling me about it, and so it's definitely on my list, and I thank you so much. And again, for anybody that would like to find out more about Toastmasters, all you have to go to is www.toastmasters.org, find a club, put your zip code in, and find one that's near you. So I would love that. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, waking up with us, we're so glad you're here. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to be talking to and about great people, Paulina, and we've got Bill Harris and Carrie Bernstein, and we're going to be talking about making strides against breast cancer. It's some information that you really would never imagine, and I hope that you stay with us all the way through that. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And also, I want to make sure, reach out, do something. I'm bringing all these great things to the table. You know what? Try one of them, and I'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org. What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, we have a full studio. I love full studios. And of course, we've got Paulina in here. And Paulina, tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing. And of course, we've got Bill Harris and Carrie Bernstein in the studio with us.
Yes, hello. So we're here with the American Cancer Society, and we are promoting our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walks, which are coming up in October, back-to-back weekends. We have our Thousand Oaks event on October 7th at the Civic Arts Plaza, and the following weekend we have our Ventura walk at the Harbor, which is October 14th, and following that we have a paddle out ceremony. And the walks and these events are really to promote awareness and to also honor survivors and those affected by breast cancer, both men and women. So it's just a wonderful day to come together as a community and just learn more about what we're doing and the services that we provide. So we're here to talk about that.
Paulina, how long have you been doing this? I know this is your second year, correct?
This is my second season, yeah. So I've been with ACS for almost a year and a half, but I've been involved with American Cancer Society since I was younger. My dad is a cancer survivor, and when he was first diagnosed, he went to the American Cancer Society to get resources and just as a tool to, you know, kind of know where to go from there and to get information, and he had a lot of questions. So that's how I got involved and how they were on my radar, and here I am now doing more breast cancer centered events, which are wonderful.
Okay, great. And I know, Bill Harris, you are here. And I actually requested you to be here because I think this is something really interesting that a lot of people really don't know about. And I was kind of shocked when you told your story. And I think I said last year, please come in. And we never hooked up. And I'm like, I'm not letting another year go by. So welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here with you.
Yeah, so tell everybody a little bit about who you are and your story.
I'm a 66-year-old male. And though I've been aware of breast cancer and other cancers through family issues over the decades, my mother is a breast cancer survivor, currently at the age of 93.
Oh, wow.
And I found about five years and four months ago, a small blood spot on my t-shirt when I woke up in the morning. Tiny little drop. And didn't think much of it until I saw it on the next morning, also on a clean t-shirt this time, and started to do some research and found out that, in fact, for a man, a little discharge from your nipple can easily happen if you're an avid runner from friction from your shirt. It can happen from a fungal infection, and it can happen from ductal cancer in situ, DCIS. Something I had absolutely no clue about at all. So I started to do some quick research. It was about 6:30 in the morning. And by 9 o'clock, I was waiting by my phone to call my doctor to get an appointment to have an examination.
Wow.
within a month, I had had a right breast mastectomy because I was found to have estrogen receptor positive DCIS. And in my research, I found out that the reason I had no clue, and in fact many healthcare professionals have no clue, is that there are only about 2,400 men per year in the U.S. who are diagnosed with this.
Wow.
And it is the same ductal cancer that women get.
So this is a hereditary. Everyone thinks mom, daughter, granddaughter.
There are in fact hereditary factors. There is an increased risk if there's breast cancer in your family.
Mm-hmm.
As with many other types of cancer. There are also some other factors, genetic factors that have to do with your background, your ancestry. So I am an Ashkenazi Jew. Both of my sides of my family come from Northeastern Europe and what was at the time called White Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And that group, as well as a number of Scandinavian countries, have a gene error, a gene malfunction that's called the BRCA, BRCA gene marker.
I just want to stop you right there.
Oh, sure.
Is there a test that other people can take?
Yes, there is. In fact, the test was first released about 5 years ago. It wasn't very easy to get a hold of. Insurance companies weren't happy about paying for it because it was very pricey, but it has now come way down in price. It's very simple. It's a blood test. It checks for an error in this particular gene.
Men and women?
For anybody, correct.
Okay. And so anybody that's Jewish, is that the stipulation?
It affects other people too. There are plenty of people who have this gene mutation. The risk is elevated with this Ashkenazi Jewish background.
Mm-hmm.
The Mediterranean Jewish background, not so much.
Okay. And would they have to have a sign, or would they just go, okay, I want to have this test done?
You can have the test done no matter what. It's a simple blood test or a scraping test in your mouth, like many other genetic tests. The only question would be is whether your insurance company would pay for it, and that would be based on whether or not they felt there was a need or a risk in your particular history. If there's a history in your family of breast cancer, if you have the genealogical background that I have, for instance, then those are factors that all add to it and tend to convince the insurance company to pick up the cost of the test.
Okay. Wow. Very, very interesting. And isn't that crazy? You probably work it all the time, right? And had you ever heard of something like that?
Yeah, what I thought of is that I know there's support groups for women going through this. When you said there's only 2,400 a year, it's almost like you can get together at a hotel, all of you. But are there support groups specifically for men?
In fact, yes. There are. And they're just starting to really make a difference. I got involved through Livestrong, the foundation, with a group that does counseling for men with specifically male-oriented cancers. Mm-hmm. And through them, I got connected to a group called the Male Breast Cancer Coalition, which is very, very active both in awareness programs and counseling. And I am a mentor for other men with breast cancer to help them go through the process.
This is one of those, something positive can come out. That's awesome.
No, and Bill, how do you feel today? Are you good?
I am 5 years, 3 months, and a whole bunch of days healthy.
I love that.
Not that you're counting.
No, exactly. quite frankly, I think pretty much anyone who's dealt with cancer has that clock going on in the back of their head.
Yep.
I love it. That's fantastic. I love it.
Thank you.
Paulina, you were about to share something, and I said, did you know about this before, this kind of a cancer?
So I was familiar with men being diagnosed, but I never had someone that I had met in person that could learn more about their story and their diagnosis. So I was familiar, but now I feel, much more well-versed in it, to where I can speak to men when I'm out in the field, just marketing this event to explain that there needs to be awareness for men, and our color is pink, but we also do want to make sure that people know that it's a lot of people just base this breast cancer from women, but so many men are affected. So we are, having Bill on board and just being able to spread awareness on that platform is huge. And we're so grateful for that.
Bill, you have another.
Yeah. One of the important things is not as much that I necessarily as having breast cancer is the key to my involvement. But in fact, my awareness and making men aware of not only that they can get breast cancer, but that you can have a very good understanding of what a friend or a family member or a spouse is going through, whether they're male or female.
Right. Very good. Very good. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now. One, we're so grateful that you are here starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We have joining us right now, of course, is Paulina Bartolucci, and she is a community development manager for American Cancer Society. And then, of course, Bill Harris, he's a Thousand Oaks Strides committee member and breast cancer survivor. And then, of course, Carrie Bernstein, and she is Ventura Making Strides event chair. Okay, I got it all right. Very good. All right, and we've got some business to do here, friends and family and my listeners out there. We have two events that are happening, and one is Thousand Oaks. That's October 7th, and then the other one is October 14th. Thousand Oaks is October 7th. Ventura is October 14th. I've been talking about this for a while now. And, of course, your mission or their mission is No One Walks Alone. And they're doing these great things. What is the purpose of these events? And who wants to kind of share with that?
The purpose of these events is to definitely fundraise and come and walk with us. This is a free event. The dollars you raise help make a difference for so many and provide information and education for patients and family members. We have a 24-hour access hotline that you can call any time of day, and it's not just Ventura County based, it's nationwide. I've actually personally referred the 1-800 number to friends and family who have recently been diagnosed, and they're in Alabama and they're in Oregon, and they call the toll-free number and they let me know, like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that locally I could get free rides to cancer treatments. I didn't know that I could get free wigs. I didn't know that this number directs me to a hotel where I could go stay closer to the hospital to get my cancer treatment. So this is a national, you know, program. And it's just a free event. Bring your strollers, your family, bring your dogs. We will have live entertainment. It is just a great event. It doesn't take up your entire day. The walk starts around 9 a.m. And we have, for Ventura, we have a pancake breakfast. We also have a paddle out ceremony that will be very emotional for anybody who has had relatives pass away.
Yes, I teared out there. I think you guys do a great job out there. And it's so, just somebody asked me, because I've been involved in it now for the last 3 years, I think, they asked me if I would write a quote, and my quote, you'll see it in Caneo Valley Lifestyle, which I also write for, was, I just love to see the families and the strengths and people, you know, my show's all about supporting each other, and you see the support out there and the people that maybe aren't feeling well that day, but they're out there in a wagon or being, you know, other people are walking for them. That's what this world is all about. And I just love that. And so this is what you go and see. And this is what you can, you know. So if you are able to walk and you are okay today, be one of those people that are out there supporting and lifting the other people. I know we need to take a really quick break. Will you guys all stay with me?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. We're going to find out a little bit more about it. But again, we are the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I love to give something away. We've got some California kettle corn. And if you've never had it before, oh, my gosh, it's so good. It's a great way to profile your business or just, you know, for gifts or parties or any of that stuff. So call us right now. I've got a bag for you. And of course, that number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock, and we've got some great guests in our next show. And I definitely want to have you join us there. In fact, another organization that's near and dear to my heart is Susan G. Komen, and they're going to be on our second show. And also, we've got... let's see, the Banana Festival. We're going to be talking about that. That is coming up again.
Very appealing.
And then we've got ice cream. And that's like one of my guilty pleasures, right? But we've got the Sub-Zero ice cream and yogurt story coming up. And so I'm really excited to share their story with them. It's kind of like the mad scientist. So I tell you, it's going to be fun. But anyways, we are talking right now about Thousand Oaks and Ventura making strides against breast cancer. And of course, we've got Bill Harris here, who really, it's just, I really wanted to bring this awareness to my listeners. And we were talking in the break about how, you know, women don't always put themselves on the top of the list, but how many men, you know, go, it's all right, I'm not going to worry about it.
Quite frankly, most men don't tend to go to the doctor very often and don't tend to complain much. And they're also not taught to examine their body the way a woman is taught from a very early age. So the tendency is not to speak to a doctor until there's a real critical need. And unfortunately with cancer, that means you've given the cancer a chance to really grow and invade your body. So the mortality rate for men with the same cancer, breast cancers as women, is 5 times that.
Wow. That's scary. That's scary. Wow. All right, so one, is there a sign or is there anything that you would probably help, you know, other listeners that might, you know, obviously you said you had blood on your T-shirt, but anything else?
Yeah, there are numerous things. If you do a breast exam just the way your wife, girlfriend, daughter would do, and you feel an abnormality,
yeah.
A small lump, a bloody discharge from your nipple, a soreness that doesn't go away. These are all things that you need to have your doctor check out. It could be very simple, but it also could be the beginnings of a growth of this nature.
Now, I know this might be false, but I always heard that cancer doesn't hurt. Is that wrong? Because now you're telling me if it hurts, right?
It depends on the cancer.
Okay.
You know, there are a lot of different cancers that you're not even aware of until a body functions stops. Breast cancer is something that is relatively easy to feel a change, and it can be anything from an inverted nipple to a small little lump the size of a BB or a pea. It could be a discharge from the nipple, irritations. Those are all pretty obvious things, mm-hmm. and they are annoying. I didn't feel any pain until the doctor started to give me a fairly rigorous physical examination, and he was pinching my breast. And obviously men have breasts. They're not like women's necessarily in terms of looking at it. But even down to getting my radiology tests, I had to speak to the woman who did the mammogram.
And so did you have to get a mammogram?
Oh, yes. I did a mammogram and an ultrasound.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you.
I've heard it's the worst.
My husband asked me what that felt like, and I said, let's just say they put your breast in a machine and walk in, and they ask you to walk into the next room, you know? that would be...
It's like getting your breast in a vise.
Yeah.
And men
sorry.
Do have breasts. There's not a lot of tissue. The radiologist who did the examination on me, who did that test, was really flummoxed. She had no idea how to do it. And I had to turn to her and say, well, just think of me as a flat-chested woman.
Wow.
And then the light went on in her head, and she was able to do
it.
That's crazy. Wow. Well, I thank you so much for sharing this, because really, if we could help one more person, you know, I mean, if we could help hundreds of people, but one more person, please share this information with other people that you heard it. And again, we want you to share the passion that all of these amazing people have done to get out here on these two different events. Now, is there anything else that we want to share? I know that $25 could help provide access to 24-hour information, right? And support via a phone call, an email, online chats for one person. And $50 could help provide 5 rides to and from treatment. You know, it's interesting. I was on Facebook. I have a huge reach on Facebook, and there was a lady that didn't obviously have any family. She was having trouble, didn't feel good, felt scared, and didn't have any money and couldn't get any medicine, and she had just was going through cancer. Actually, you know what? I should have just I'm like, okay, can you make it to, can you tell me what your local pharmacy is? I'll send you money to, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, there was like enormous amount of people, but you know what? That's what I love, that we reached out, but I didn't even think that we could have her call through here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something, like Carrie said, the hotline's 24 hours a day, 7 days
a week.
So
what is that hotline number, if we could give that out?
Yeah, so it's 1-800-227-2345. And as far as registering for these events, whether you can attend or not, the websites are live. For either community that you go, it's makingstrideswalk.org/ThousandOaks or /Ventura. The websites are live. It's free, again, to sign up, and no fundraising limit. But as you said, Kim, every dollar counts, and we can really give you those different categories so you know this is where your money is going to. And it's really about awareness as well. So fundraising is absolutely what we're trying to do, but it's also spreading awareness. That's our mission. So making sure that everyone knows about what we're doing.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. Definitely, again, I'm just going to throw those dates out there. October 7th, that's Thousand Oaks. Ventura is October 14th. Can you give out the locations really quick?
Absolutely. For Thousand Oaks, it's at the Civics Arts Plaza, right in that front grass area in that park. And for Ventura, it's at the Harbor Cove Beach on Spinnaker Drive.
There you go. All right. I can't wait to be out there supporting what you guys do. And thank you so much, all of you, for being here, sharing this great thing. Of course, we're at the end of our first hour. We've got a whole nother hour for you. And, of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Obstacles are things a person sees when he takes his eyes off his goal. With that, we can all work together to make a change. And stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.